Tonight on 30 Days. A practicing Christian from West Virginia goes to live in the heart of Muslim America.
Can I pass for an Arab?
Will the clash of cultures confirm his belief that Islam is a violent religion?
You guys think it's possible that there's any, like, sleeper cell activity around here?
Will he be able to embrace his Islamic faith while staying true to his Christian beliefs?
Prove to me that the world have two gods.
I just got a real conflict with that.
Find out next on 30 Days.
Ali Kazam.
There was a time when Islam was nothing more to most Americans than a faraway religion in an exotic land. TV and the movies showed Americans that the Middle East was the home of snake charmers, belly dancers, and the Arabian Nights. But fast forward 50 years and a whole new set of, quote, Islamic icons dominate the television landscape. Once innocent images of flying carpets have been replaced by flying planes. And now many Americans have new questions about their Muslim neighbors.
Tonight we tackle one of the most important issues in our nation today. Islam and America.
Since September 11th, these are the images we've been bombarded with. But what do we know about this faith and its followers? Islam is the second largest religion in the world, with more than 1.5 billion Muslims worldwide, 6 million of them in the United States. Who are they? What does this religion teach? What is it like to be a Muslim in America?
One man's about to find out as we send him to the heart of Muslim America, Dearborn, Michigan, where he will work, eat, and sleep as a Muslim for the next 30 days. So the challenge is to find an average American willing to live as a Muslim for 30 days. And that's no small feat, but I think I know just the place to look.
Sweet West Virginia.
Charleston, in my home state of West Virginia. Charleston's an all-American town, home of the state capitol, the minor league Alley Cats, and this guy, Dave Stacy. Dave's a 33-year-old insurance salesman, a husband and father, a practicing Christian, and a red-blooded, beer-drinking, pork-eating American. The perfect candidate.
I love the swine, man. I got serious issues with the swine.
So Dave's leaving tomorrow. How do you feel about it?
I don't know. I'm kind of still in shock that it's actually happening.
I sat down to talk with Dave before he began his journey.
When you hear Muslim, what do you picture? What does a Muslim look like?
I picture a woman with the sheet or having the face covered, and I think of men with an AK-47 at war with someone.
You're a Christian?
Yes, I am.
Practicing?
Practicing.
Would you be open to praying with Muslims?
I don't think so. Ten Commandments say shouldn't place any gods before me.
So why are you doing this?
I kind of immerse myself in something that I totally know nothing about. It's going to put me probably in one of the most vulnerable positions that I could probably ever be in.
There's no question Dave's going to be a fish out of water when he gets to Dearborn, Michigan, because it's the most densely populated Muslim community in America. The area is made up of people from many different countries, but they're all united by their beliefs and the religion of Islam.
We've set up some rules for you to follow over the course of the 30 days.
Okay.
Rule number one is you will live with a Muslim family, and you will follow all of their customs and traditions, from what you wear to what you eat. Rule number two, you will study the Quran daily. And rule number three, in keeping with the Islamic faith, you will grow a beard. In keeping in line with the first rule, you're gonna need to put this on. Go up there and get dressed.
I haven't really given a lot of credence to other religions. I'm sure they have a decent amount of moral structure saying this is right and wrong, but I feel that really the one way to heaven is through Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna make a lot of friends.
It kind of accentuates your head. I mean, it looks comfortable, but it's not you.
I know it's not me.
Being away from my son and wife's going to be the absolute hardest.
Love you.
You too.
Very strange being in the airport
I felt about as vulnerable as I possibly could.
I feel totally different right now. It's amazing how much a change of clothes has really changed the way people react towards me.
Excuse me, sir. Can you please step this way?
That's the first time I've ever been stopped at the security checkpoint to take my shoes off. I guess I needed to be checked. Definitely commanded a lot of stares. Several people just sort of looked away.
While Dave heads for the unknown, I decided to see how much Americans really know about Islam.
I'm going to say a word, you say whatever comes to mind.
Okay.
Muslim.
Terrorist.
Terrorist.
Muslim.
Islam.
Bin Laden.
Islam.
Scared.
Even though Islam is the fastest growing religion in the United States, there's a lot Americans don't know. And Dave Stacey is no exception. That's why he's going to meet his host family at their neighborhood mosque.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Dave, Shemaya?
Yep.
Hello.
Sadia.
Hi, I'm David.
Shemaya and his wife Sadia are American Muslims of Pakistani descent. He's a doctor, and she's studying to be a lawyer.
We usually take our shoes off,
mm-hmm.
Just because that's just custom.
I know very little about the Muslim faith, in particular that there are very few Islamic people that live, certainly in West Virginia.
After 9/11, we definitely got some dirty stares, and it's very uncomfortable. People look at you with evil glances.
I still get reactions as far as, oh, you don't speak with an accent, I mean, not realizing that I was born and raised in this country.
Are you familiar with the hijab at all?
Hijab?
Yeah, that's the veil, the headscarf as well.
And that's been carried down from the Jewish faith, basically. And if you look at any depiction of Mary, she's got the veil on also. So we just consider ourselves an extension of the Judaic Christian heritage. So.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Dave has a lot to learn, and his first lesson is about the Quran.
It's pretty dense. You're not going to get through it in a month.
The Quran is the holy book of Islam. What the Bible is to Christians and Jews, the Quran is to Muslims.
The Quran is what Muslims believe to be the word of God revealed unto Muhammad, peace be upon him.
The religious obligations of Muslims are based on the five pillars of Islam: faith in one God, charity, fasting, pilgrimage to Mecca, and prayer five times a day, which Dave is about to experience firsthand.
Woke up this morning at 5:30 to a loud, loud tape of a call to prayer.
That was the 5:30 alarm for our first prayer.
5:30?
Yeah. You can go back to sleep after it, yeah.
Feel pretty vulnerable, like a fish out of water, very uncomfortable. Placing myself into the ultra unknown. It's impressive to do at 5:30 in the morning.
وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ حَيَّ عَلَى السَّلَاحِ حَيَّ عَلَى السَّلَاحِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ.
Maybe I am a little more freaked out about this than I'm letting on.
Allahu Akbar.
I think it's going to be a very, very long 30 days.
Allahu Akbar.
It's only day two of Dave Stacey's new life living as a Muslim in Dearborn, Michigan. And right about now, he must be wondering what he's gotten himself into.
Yeah, I had to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
Well, when I leave for work, my wife would not be comfortable, you know, being alone with somebody that, you know, she doesn't know. Not that, you know, I expect anything. It's just more of a religious, you know, custom that one doesn't, you know, stay in a room alone with another person from the opposite sex. It's just...
Okay. Well, I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah.
I'm taking that. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, there's a saying in the Prophet that says that when there's a man and a woman alone, Satan is the third.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It just seems
Yeah, no, I know people find that strange.
Yeah, it definitely seems pretty rigid, but yeah. if that's...
Kind of offends me that he could go to work or whatever and have a little bit of anxiety in his head because, yeah, I'm alone in the same house as his wife. But it's their culture, and yeah, I can deal with it.
Since Dave can't stay home, he decides to explore Dearborn, which is a great way to get to know more about Islam. In fact, 1/3 of Dearborn's population is Muslim. But it hasn't always been that way. The area used to be Polish and German. Over time, it has been Islamicized. There are more than 30 mosques in the Dearborn area alone. When you hear mosque, you probably picture this. But in America, many mosques are converted buildings, like this former bowling alley.
No, I'm in Michigan. I might as well be in the Middle East. In light of all these recent people getting beheaded and things, my mom thinks I'm going to appear on Al Jazeera.
If Dave wants to blend in, he's going to need to get himself a few new outfits.
How's this sized? You got a 58 there. What's that mean?
Hey,
what do you call this again?
Hat.
Oh, it's a hat? Oh, yeah.
It's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Could I pass for an Arab?
Yeah, you can. My brother, you're a selfish.
Oh, really?
Sure.
What nationality are you?
I am?
Yeah.
I'm in Baghdad.
Okay. Iraq. Oh, Iraq. Okay.
Yeah, I have... three brothers. Saddam, he killed.
Saddam took three of your brothers?
He killed two, and the other one stayed in the jail 10 years.
What did he jail him for? What was the rationale for that?
He
just didn't like them?
Yeah, he done nothing.
Wow. Well, it looks like Saddam's probably got what's coming to him then.
Yeah. Assalamu
alaikum. Alaikum salam.
It's day 3, and it's time for Dave to go to the Karbala Center to meet Imam al-Husseini, who will teach him about Islam. The Imam, much like a pastor, priest, or rabbi, is the prayer leader at the mosque.
So, ready for the lesson of the day?
Sure.
Okay. Christianity, Judaism, Islam, maybe they have different language, different culture, but the core, the principle of these all three religions are the same, which is believing in one God. Worshipping the same God, but in different way, in different language, from different angle.
First time I've ever heard that. This Imam just told me we're praying to the same God, and this is just really blowing my mind.
Most people are surprised to learn that Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are branches of the same religious tree. In fact, both Abraham, the founder of Judaism, and Jesus, the founder of Christianity, are considered prophets in the Islamic faith.
God bless you. Allah Mak. Thank you, Dave. See you tomorrow.
While the Imam is Dave's new spiritual guide, he'll probably learn the most about day-to-day life as a Muslim by spending time with the Hawks and their friends.
Hey, Dave.
Good morning. Hi.
Hey,
Rabba.
How's it going? Marhaba. Yeah.
Marhaba. Good to see you.
Yeah. Doesn't he look good with the hat on?
Do you get any strange looks at all or anything?
Oh, I've gotten a ton of strange looks, especially leaving West Virginia. Yeah, I've flown out of that airport many times. It was the first time I was actually stopped at the security, and I took my shoes off and kind of frisked and gave me the wand.
Yeah, we know about the wand. Yeah.
But did you guys that live in this complex, you all move here because it was so close to the church? Mosque.
Yeah,
mosque.
Yeah, that's definitely a motivating factor.
Probably.
Yeah. Are you learning how to pray or?
Not yet.
Still feeling kind of off kilter.
Allah.
A little bit like Nemo must have felt when he got lost in the big sea.
Marhaba. My name is David.
No, I'm in Dearborn, Michigan. I might as well be in Egypt or something.
Yeah, this is cool.
I'm eating totally different food every day. I'm not watching TV. I'm pretty much just missing my family. Pretty much all the people I'm with practice a totally different faith.
Tomorrow I'm going to be going to my first Jummah, which is the Muslim holy day, Friday, and I'm going to be going to the mosque.
Kami lakad, ablagdukum.
I know that there's going to be a prayer service going on, and I'm going to be asked to pray to something that I know very little about, and I've just got a real conflict with that. Sure, Jesus Christ isn't going to be a focal point of this prayer.
I
hello, Dave, how are you?
Well, but before we get in there, yes. And yeah, I'm assuming you're going to go and lead this thing. Yes. I'm just not comfortable praying right now. First thing, in Arabic, when I don't really know what the meaning is.
The way we are going to pray is different than the Christian and the Jew. But mm-hmm. the core, the juice of it, mm-hmm. is there. Judaism, Christianity, Islam, all descendants of Abraham.
So I'm still not convinced that the person that we're talking about the same God. I mean, I feel like I'm going to be really compromising my beliefs. That's the first time I've heard.
Well, prove to me that the world have two gods. You can't.
I'm just telling you honestly. I mean, how I feel.
You
I'm 33 years old. I've been a Christian my whole life.
Okay. You are here to learn, not to believe. Let your heart to meditate, to talk to God. It doesn't matter in which language, in which physical action. Just spiritually talk to God. Allah Jalla wa Ala qala fil Quran al-Kareem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Not knowing what was being said in Arabic, I really had a huge panic attack. I don't know if part of the prayers is to condemn Christianity or the Holy Trinity. If I'm reciting Arabic, I have no idea what I'm saying, and I'm compromising my moral being. For me to pray to another God, it makes me feel like I'm going to be turning my back on my own God.
Today is the ninth day of Dave Stacey's month spent living as a Muslim. His host Shamail and his friend Harris have brought him to a special event.
Over in Ann Arbor, one of Shamail's friends had his bachelor party, and it was certainly not like any bachelor party I've ever attended.
My man is getting married, so this is our version of a bachelor party.
Drastically different than the bachelor party I've attended.
I'm kind of struck by just how seriously they all do take it. After you watch them pray, it seems like they've had some type of experience. It's like they've connected on some pretty deep levels.
If Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are branches of the same religious tree, what exactly makes them different? Well, Jews believe in the existence of one true God and are still waiting for his son, the Messiah, to save them. The first Christians were Jews who believed that the prophet Jesus was the Messiah and based their new religion on his teachings and resurrection. And although Muslims think Jesus was a cool prophet, they don't believe he's the son of God. They've based their religion on the writings of a later prophet, Muhammad. Dave returns to the Karbala Center to see if the imam can answer his questions about Islamic prayer.
I've witnessed the prayer at home and everywhere else. I just really want to learn more about that, exactly, you know, what's being said. I've read somewhere that you need to wash your hands, wash your face.
Do you really want to pray like that?
I just know very little about it, and I'm interested in learning.
What do you think you wanted to learn as a Christian about Islam?
You believe Jesus is the Son of God?
Spiritual son.
Spiritual
son. So as Abraham, so as Moses, so as Muhammad. Mm-hmm.
But
spiritual
what?
Son. You do believe that Jesus died, right, on the cross?
Yeah, I do. So, do you believe
so
that?
So God doesn't die, because the one what's died on the cross, if that's happened, that is physical death. We believe God doesn't die. So God is the Lord who running the show. If God dies, who gonna run the show? If he dies, then who gonna run it? See, you cannot have a dear God.
And I know you're trying to get me to say it because he doesn't die.
He doesn't die. You got it.
But if we're just talking about
comfortable with this way of sitting?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you want to relax.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Sure? Mm-hmm. Because that's the way, you know, the Muslims sit different, you know,
a
little bit. Yeah, if you don't mind.
Is that?
No, the shoes, you know, putting that.
Why is that?
No, I mean, facing shoes, you know. It is.
It starts showing, like, exposing the soles of your feet.
Well,
that's interesting. I've never heard
just,
that.
You know,
it makes sense.
When we get in the house of God, you know, we've got to show the highest level of politeness.
Hello.
Starting to feel kind of homesick right now.
Hello.
I'm missing my family. I'm really feeling really restless. I feel something's kind of like building up inside me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. I'm so glad you called.
I've got a package from you.
All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's I really needed khaki pants.
Did I pack the right stuff?
Next time you send me something, send me some pictures.
Oh.
I mean, the clothes are cool, but yeah, I thought I was getting a care package, but anyway.
Tell me what you think of this, all right? Hey, tell me what you think when you hear this.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
I have no idea, man.
Well,
what is that?
What's that make you think when you hear it?
I know, it makes me think you got it on rewind. What is that?
That's the Muslim call to prayer.
That doesn't sound like a prayer to me.
If there was a building next door to your house, mm-hmm. that was like blasting out of a speaker, what would you?
Think? I'd be pissed.
I would go crank up my stereo with a bunch of Tom Petty, or you know maybe some Duran Duran, and give him some payback, because that's my right as an American.
Recently, controversy has swirled over the call to prayer at the Al Islal Mosque in Hamtramck, just down the road from Dearborn. In the Muslim faith, mosques broadcast the call to prayer 5 times a day.